Okay, our next speaker today is James Brennan. He will be discussing the effect of crop establishment system on nitrogen use efficiency of winter wheat.
Okay, thanks, Aaron. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James Brennan. I'm a PhD student in Ireland, studying the effects of crop establishment system on cereal grain crops in conjunction with University College Dublin and TAGIS, the Irish National Research Institute. As part of my PhD, I'm looking at the effect of crop establishment system on the nitrogen use efficiency of winter wheat. At this stage, I'd just like to thank UCD, TAGIS, and my co-authors, Dermot Forrestal, Tom McCabe, and Richie Hackett. Nitrogen. Nitrogen is a critical component of the successful production of cereal grain crops in Ireland. It accounts for up to 40% of the total variable costs. I suppose a lot of you have seen this figure here before. Only 33% of nitrogen applied worldwide contributes to crop yield. Now, I find this an astonishing figure, but it's not the 33% that's the problem. It's the remaining 67%, which not only represents a significant cost to the grower, but also a potential threat to the environment through water and air pollution. And on top of that, with recent significant increases in the cost of fertiliser nitrogen, now more than ever is it critical to try and maximise the efficient use of nitrogen in cereal grain crops. The dominant establishment system in Ireland for winter wheat is conventional tillage. It's mouldboard ploughing, and it involves burying the thrash and inverting the top 200 millimetres of soil. Now, it's a very good system. It creates a fantastic seedbed. There's no argument with that. But it's time-consuming and it's very slow. And nowadays, with average farm sizes continually increasing, this has become a bigger issue. It's also a very energy-hungry practice. And with increasing oil prices, growers are now looking for an alternative. One alternative is reduced tillage. It's min-till. Now, min-till was introduced into Ireland approximately 20 years ago, but it never really took off. There's a number of larger growers who have adopted this system. But in general, it's very much in the minority. Min-till involves cultivating the top 80 millimetres of soil. It's quick because it's non-inversion. It's very fast. It doesn't cost as much, and it also has beneficial effects on soil organic matter and soil structure. But it has its downsides. There's been problems reported with grass weed problems and crop establishment issues when conditions are less than ideal. So the objectives of this work was to look at the two crop establishment systems and to compare the nitrogen uptake patterns, the nitrogen requirements and the nitrogen use efficiency of winter wheat established by both plough-based tillage and min-till. The trial layout, the site was established in the year 2000, which makes it a steady state site. It's a 5x4x4 factorial trial with 5 nitrogen rates, 4 cultivation systems and 4 replications. Now, the 5 nitrogen rates are 0, 140, 180, 220 and 260 kilograms per hectare. This is applied as calcium ammonium nitrate in 3 splits, 40%, 40% and 20%. The 4 establishment systems are ploughing plus straw incorporation, ploughing with straw removed, min-till with straw incorporation and min-till with straw removed. Now, straw incorporation is a significant issue in Ireland because due to the high livestock population in the country, straw is valuable. Farmers can get good money for straw, and have often been torn between the decision whether to incorporate the straw, which will increase organic matter content, improve the structure, or to sell off the straw and receive a good price. The sampling methods. At various growth stages throughout the year, 3 half-metre strips were cut out of each plot. These samples were weighed, dried, re-weighed, ground and analysed by LECO combustion. Harvest index samples were also taken just before harvest, and grain samples were taken off the combine. Now, the results. Today we're looking at 2 years' results, 2009 and 2010. So here's the 2009 crop nitrogen uptake, and this is combining the 4 establishment systems. This is at growth stage 28, approximately 3 weeks after the first application of nitrogen, and we can see a good response to the first 140 kilos of nitrogen, but not so much response thereafter. At growth stage 37, this is after the second application, we see a much better response. Again, a big response to the first 140 kilos, and a considerable response thereafter all the way up through all the nitrogen rates. Finally, at growth stage 65, we see a bigger response all the way up. Here we'll compare the plough-based tillage and the min-till. We see here the plough-based tillage, a good increase again as we've seen in the last graph as the growth stages continue, and comparing it with the minimum tillage, we see very little difference at growth stage 28, a slight difference at growth stage 37, and at growth stage 65 we see main till has a significantly higher nitrogen uptake than the plough-based tillage. However, this result was not reflected in grain or straw nitrogen content. Moving on to nitrogen response curves, this is grain yield. Now we look at the plough-based tillage. We see a good response to the nitrogen. We see from a low of 3 tonnes per hectare at zero nitrogen applied up to below 9 tonnes at 260 kilos. Comparing that with the min till, we see they're almost identical, very, very similar nitrogen response curves. One thing we did notice was a poor grain yield. At 260 kilograms per hectare applied, we were generally expecting 10 tonne or maybe in excess of 10 tonnes per hectare. So we looked at grain yield where 220 kilograms of nitrogen was applied. Now this is a kind of a general standard practice in Ireland, commercial basis. So we look at plough-based tillage. We see there's very little difference between where the straw was incorporated and the straw was removed, between 8 and 8.5 tonnes. Comparing it to the min till, very similar again, very little difference. But once again, we were surprised and disappointed at the poor grain yields. So we had to figure out what was causing these poor grain yields. Why were they so low? So we looked at the rainfall. Now in Ireland, the summer months of May, June and July, the average rainfall is approximately between 50 and 60 millimetres. Looking at 2009, we see a big difference. May and June were significantly wetter, and July was a washout. Now, July should be the driest, warmest month of the year, and it's the month of the year where most grain fill takes place. And as we can see there, that wet, miserable month was not conducive to successful grain fill. So that was the cause of the poor grain yield among all the treatments. So we move on to 2010. Here's the 2010 combined crop nitrogen uptake again. And at growth stage 28, it's very flat. There's very little uptake. At 32, it's slightly increased, but it's not huge. Now there's a good jump. At growth stage 47, we see a good nitrogen uptake at the first 140, all the way up through the nitrogen reds. At 65, another increase, and then we took another sample at growth stage 70, which was very similar to growth stage 65. So again, comparing conventional tillage, plough-based tillage, and min till. So here we see, once again, a significant nitrogen uptake throughout the growth stages with plough-based. And when we look at min till, now we see we've got significant differences here. So at growth stage 28, 32 and 47, we see plough-based tillage has a significantly higher nitrogen uptake than the min till. There wasn't a significant difference at growth stage 65 or 70, but at the grain nitrogen content, plough-based tillage had a significantly higher nitrogen content in the grain than min till tillage. Then again, overall nitrogen use efficiency throughout the year, plough-based tillage achieved just short of 50% NUE, min till not much more than 34%, so obviously that's highly significant. When we look at the nitrogen response curves for 2010, we see plough-based tillage from a low of less than 3 tonne to a high of less than 8 tonne. Again, a poor yield for 260 kilograms of nitrogen applied. But if you think that's poor, look at the min till. Min till is horrific yields. You see, below not much more than 2 tonnes per hectare up to not much more than 5 tonnes. So that was more than disappointing. We move on and look at the grain yield with the standard application rate. We see here plough-based tillage with straw incorporated 7 tonnes, straw removed nearly 8 tonnes. Again, poor grain yield, but here's the min till. Either side of 5 tonnes per hectare. Obviously highly significant and highly disappointing. But we had an idea throughout the year from looking at the crop as it was to grow that we were in bother with the min till. The min till was not growing well. We had problems. Because when we took plant establishment costs or counts in November and ear counts in July, we knew min till was suffering. In November, which is approximately a month after sowing, we took plant counts, and the plough ground we got about 270 plants per square metre. When we took the ear counts approximately a month before harvest in July, we got a little less than 400 ears, which is okay. It's not even good. It's okay results, but it's much better than the min till. With the min till, we had not much more than 100 plants per square metre when it was established. Now, there wasn't such a huge difference when it came to ear counts in July, but it made a big difference to yield in the end, as we've seen. And the reason for this poor establishment, once again, rainfall. So we see October is the month where the crop is sown, and November the following month, the average rainfall is 60 to 70 mils of rain in that month. But in 2009, we see October was significantly wetter, almost 50% wetter, and November had 220 mils of rain. Now, when we take into account the average Irish rainfall is less than 800 mils, means that we had over a quarter of our annual rainfall in one month. And where the ploughed ground had about 200 mils of soil disturbed for water to infiltrate down through, the Mintail only had 80 mils. And we've seen that even with 200 millimetres of soil, the ploughed ground suffered, but with the 80 millimetres of soil, it turned into almost like jelly. It was a horrific conditions for plant to establish, and they never got a chance from the very start, and therefore we got poor establishment, poor nitrogen uptake, and poor grain yields. So here's a picture, which at growth stage 65, on the left you can see ploughed ground, which is good, it's okay, but Mintail, obviously it's horrible, and we knew from there that we were going to get very, very poor results for the Mintail. Just looking at the effects of straw incorporation and grain yield, we see 2009-2010. This is where straw is incorporated. Now, this is a combination of conventional plough tillage and Mintail. We see 2009-2010 with straw incorporated, and we see with straw removed. Very little difference. So straw incorporation is having no effect, good or bad, on grain yield. So to conclude, we see relatively low grain yield and nitrogen uptake results. That was obvious. There is indications of increased nitrogen uptake with Mintail at later growth stages, growth stage 65 to growth stage 70. We see there is indications that it has the potential to take up more nitrogen. We're going to look at this in later trials. The success of Mintail is highly weather dependent. Mintail cultivations do not like big rainfall events, especially at early growth stages. And finally, further study is required to see can we get more conclusive results. We've recently got the 2011 results. We're getting some good results, they look promising, so hopefully we'll get some good data with that. So thank you for listening, and I'd be happy to try and answer any questions.
Any questions for James on the topic? Okay, excellent. Thank you, James. Thank you.